The war in Iran has affected countries both near and far from the Middle East. Many economies depend on fuel and food imports from the region, as well as remittances, and all are hampered by the war. Across the global south, inflation has spiked, and as NPR's Fatma Tanis reports, the effects will be felt for a long time.
In Cairo, streets come alive in the evening as people gather to eat, shop, and shake off the stress of the day. Now, it's quiet and dark. In an effort to conserve energy, the government has ordered all businesses to close at 9 p.m. That includes cafes, shops, restaurants. Streetlights are also out. Ahmed Kamali is a professor of economics at the American University in Cairo.
Maybe for the States or for Europe, you know, 9 p.m., it's not that bad. But in Egypt, usually we stay until midnight or even after midnight. So this was a big shock for lots of people.
That's led to unemployment and income loss for thousands of people, Kamali says, and it's just the tip of the iceberg.
There are so many things that's going to go south anyway because of this war.
Over in Kenya, Stephen Ware Omamo shares the same concern. He's the director of Africa for the International Food Policy Institute in Nairobi. Omamo says this kind of energy shock moves very quickly through three channels, hitting households everywhere.
First is, you know, fuel prices, of course, and then linked to that, transport costs, and then ultimately to food prices.
Already, he says, across Africa, travel by cars, buses, or flights has become more expensive and less reliable. The shortages have led to some panic, too.
I personally went out and bought more fuel and stored it at my farm, and I know others have done that, knowing that fuel shortages were coming. And they have indeed come.
Far away across Southeast Asia, a cloud of apprehension also looms. According to Titinan Pongsudirak, he's the director of the Institute of Security and International Studies in Bangkok.
The anxiety, the stress. Every day you wake up, news, the latest from President Trump or the war in Iran, in the Persian Gulf. And so the stress of it hangs over people.
For many, he says, this moment harkens back to the pandemic days. People are told to work from home. Schools went online to conserve fuel.
The energy crisis works its way into everything. And we don't have the mechanisms to alleviate.
Then there's the knock-on effect for even lower-income countries. For example, Thailand gets its oil from the Gulf, but then sells some of that to others in the region.
So Laos relies a lot on petrol bought from Thailand, but there's a lot of pressure in Thailand to keep it for Thailand. So Laos is in a precarious position.
For Omamo, however, the biggest concern is the looming food crisis. Fertilizer shortages have crippled major global rice producers in the Philippines and Vietnam, leading farmers to plant less. The UN's World Food Program estimates that 45 million people across the world will fall into acute food insecurity if the conflict persists. Miret Mabrouk is an expert on economic development at the Middle East Institute. She says there's no quick fix, even if there's a peace deal today.
That doesn't mean things are going to be all right tomorrow. At this rate, we're looking at almost a year of damage, of raised energy prices the world over. It is already a morass.
Many households are already poorer, she says, and it'll take a while for prices to drop and for food and fuel shipments to get back to normal. Fatma Tanis, NPR News.